Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this is a podcast for women who want to have a close relationship with God, but just don't know how, or they want to strengthen their walk with God, but just don't know how. I'm here to help you, give you tips, tools, things that I've learned from the Bible, my own walk, and you might hear from another few ladies as well, on how to have a true, deep, strong, meaningful relationship with God like never before. Welcome to today's episode, Lydia's Ladies. I'm so grateful that you're here listening in. And I know that you're a woman who wants to either get closer to God, get to know God, or just learn some tips from me that is helping me to stay close to God. All right. Today, I wanted to talk about making your times with God special like never ever before, you know? So I just wanted to share some tips that help me at the moment, and I hope that they help you. Grab one or two of my tips I'm going to give you right now. So I thought I wanted to talk about just making your times with God special. If you've ever like been out on a date and you felt like, whoa, do you know what I'm saying? You've got flowers, chocolates, chip, all that, nice food, music, ambiance, all of that. Recreate that for your times with God in the morning. Because you got to remember, like, God is like the lover of your soul. And you've got to like, God's love language is obedience, of course, and great faith. But make your times with God that just feel. And I know it might not always be easy because you might have the kids or you've got the husband. But whatever you can do, even just like one little thing, make it special. So I just want to share some tips today that are just helping me. And I hope one of them, just one of them, will help you get your heart close to God, all right? So let me share the first one. So I like rewriting the scriptures. And for me, the Bible is God's love letter from his heart straight to yours. Yes, it's a tool, guidance to get you through life, but it's written in the style for me. It's a love letter drafted from God straight to his heart, straight from his heart, straight to my heart, okay? So let me give you an example. One of the tips that I do to kind of make the time special, like God is just speaking to me, is I'll start off the day with a scripture for the day to really set my mind right, get my mind on the right tool. Because you know, sometimes in the morning you can be like, oh my gosh, so much to do. I've got this, I've got this appointment. All the different things that you might need to do. But what I like to do is just get a scripture just to set the tone, just to get the mood right. You know, that type of thing. So I was reading, one of the ones that helped me was Proverbs 12, verse 11. And it says, work hard at your job and you have what you need. Following a get rich quick scheme is nothing but a fantasy. So that's in Proverbs 12, 11 in the TPT version. Okay. Get it on that, you know, the Bible app. Okay. So what I really love about it is that what I usually do, you know, with the pronoun, when it says that like, work hard at your job, I personalize and say, work hard at my job and I'll have what I need. And then I'll write it out. Look at my little note. So here's one I made earlier. So I'll write it out, yeah, in my notebook. I'll write it out in my handwriting and I'll change the pronoun so it's speaking directly to me. So it makes more sense and it can move me that close to God. So in my remix version, yeah. Work hard at my job and I'll have what I need. Following a get rich quick scheme is nothing but fantasy. So it just makes it that much more personal. Just makes God's word just drop that deeper into my heart, because that's what you want. You could just go the day, just one verse that just drops and chart, that moves you, that helps your mind, helps your spirit to just stay focused on who? On God, yeah? And then what I do after it is I just like break down the scripture. Those of you that just listen online, you're probably missing my great visuals. What? So I've got my notebook out, but you can watch the video later. And then I'll write down, like, what does the scripture actually mean to me? And I only take like 10 minutes to do this before I do like my major Bible study time, just to get my mind in the right vibe for what God wants to drop in my soul. So I'll say, I'm going to work smarter, not harder, because it says work hard at my job and I'll have what I need. So I need to work smarter, not harder. Yeah, in regards to the work that I do, my mainstream work that I do, like the voiceover and speaking coaching and stuff, like how can I work smarter and harder, get more help and resources, and how does it look? I always kind of put like a little mini practical, like how's this going to look like? So I'm going to create content on a bulk time frame. I'm going to bulk, do more bulk activities in my main business. So I'm going to send out emails, bulk create my podcast, the admin I've got to do, create and upload my content weekly so I can let people know this is what I'm doing, this is what God's showing me in my business and stuff like that. And just do things more in an efficient and effective way. Yeah. So my solution from that, when you said work hard at my job, I realized I need to possibly do more bulk creation of my work, of my podcast, of my stuff that I need to do, so I can have more efficient time to focus on other stuff and see like where I can put in a scheme and mechanism, bring someone else in. Okay, that was what I got from that one. And then what did I have a little think? I've said it's all about mindset. If I think it, then it really is possible. Like Mark 9:23 says, anything is possible if you believe. Yeah. And people show me, what I say, people show me the law of making the dreams you give me. Sometimes I can't remember how I look because I'm just in the passion, the dreams you give me. Oh yeah. So I write a letter back to God. Yeah. This is a key thing. God's love letter is his love letter to you. You need to write one back to God daily. So I was just saying, God, it's all about mindset. Anything is possible if I believe. And I do believe in you, Mark 9:23. And I can bring the dreams that you've given me and make them into reality. And I need to access different elements of my dream and bring it to the next level, because God's always about next level. What are you doing on the next level? So that's what I do. That's one tip that I do. I'll pick one little verse from, could be Proverbs, a Psalm, wherever you want to pick it, just pick it, yeah? And I'll just write that one out and I'll personalize all the pronouns to me, so it drops deep into my spirit for me. That's one of the tips I want to share with you. And I really want to encourage you, please bring the romance. God is into romance. You see him write the book called Songs and the whole Bible. It's a romance. Bring some little romance into it. Don't feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going for my quiet time, I'm going to read my Bible. Yes, it's that, but bring a little je ne sais quoi into it. Okay. So there's so many ways you can do a little bit of romance. So I always light my candle. This one's from Lidl. So I always light my candle in the morning. You better light, you know, so I'm on camera. So I always light my candle in the morning. Just brings a nice vibe, and it just, if you can smell, it's like sweet cherry. I was just bring a candle, and so I can just create a little ambiance and turn down the lights a little. Well, actually, if it's summertime, I don't need too much lights on, but I'll just turn the lights down low to bring that kind of ambiance, you know, that kind of warm feeling. So I light a candle. So if I don't have my candle up, I'm just going to blow. If I don't have my candle up, you can get some other candles. Get them in the pound shop. Can you see it? Because the light's on, isn't it? You can't see it good. So I'll go these little candles, like just create this little ambiance thing, these little tea light candles like this. I'll just get these or put them around, buy like 4 or 5 of them, put them around and have little candles around my book. I might lay down on my exercise mat, whatever it is. So get something to just create a little, you know what I mean? A little ting, make it special, whatever, however it appears special for you. Do it, because you want to make sure that your times of God are like this kind of precious moment. Yeah. You want to really protect it, make it special, make it, because you're God's chosen instrument. You're his perfect, precious princess. Like, make it special. Yeah. Act like you're like, I don't know, there's some nice role. You are that amazing, nice role, priesthood, princess. You are. So that's one of the tips. Put on, the music. Put on, or put in your headphones. So I know some of you might be in a bigger household, or you've got the kids, or your husband. Put on your ear pods, whatever you want to call it. Put on some sweet music that moves your soul. So me at the moment, like my jam, yeah, is I love listening to some instrumental sax, okay? So there's this guy that I'm following. You can go on YouTube and find them anyway. Let me come find it when I'm on the phone. So you can find, I love, sometimes, I do listen to gospel music, and sometimes you can start getting drifted into what the singer's saying. And I want to really make sure that I'm just focusing like on what God is asking me to do in that section, in that time. Where's the thing, the guy? Yeah. Find it. So I listen to this guy. It's called Nathan Allen Sachs. For those of you on YouTube, you can see the picture. Those of you on your listening, just type in Nathan Allen Sachs. He has got some, as it says there, bangers on there. He's got like R&B stuff, songs that you might know, which are just instrumental. But he's also got his own collection of stuff, which are musics that you may not have heard. And the, I don't know, something about the saxophone. It's just so, it just moves me in a way that I don't even need the songs. I don't even need the song words. It's just such a nice vibe. Do you know what I'm saying? So instrumental sax works or lo-fi Christian music. And the other guy I watch on that is, I don't know if a guy, I don't know, is called Yoni Charles, that guy, Yoni Charles, 20, and he's got like long videos, like 2 hour, 3 hour ones. And I love it because there's like representation of me. There's like girls who look like me on the channel. That's that guy there, Yoni Charles. I love just listening to this stuff. It's just, even like when you're working, not even just for your quiet times, even just when you're working, you want some like background music, that is the one. So instrumental music, because sometimes too much of the drum and the bum, 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 I don't like it. But the sax machine, the sax saxophone, I love the vibe of that. Or this lo-fi Christian one, that Yoni Charles guy, sounds so great. There's one more thing I was going to add. I can't even remember. I forgot. Anyway, but those two are the winners right about now. They just create a nice mood. So play some instrumental. Yeah, you can play gospel. Sometimes the words can distract you because it might not be where your spirit is at the moment. So that's what, when I'm doing like my date time, we've got, I don't necessarily listen to worded gospel music with the words because, you know, it just distracts. For me, it distracts me. So do what works for you, yes? That's what your sister's just trying to tell you. Just create the ambiance, put the candles, do the music, get your tea. And as well, like if you're a flowers chick or a plant chick, get all your flowers and your plants out. Let them come to your date with God. Buy yourself some flowers. I remember at one of my old jobs, one of the ladies every single week should buy herself flowers. So I thought, I was like, you got a man? She's like, no. And I was like, where are you getting all these flowers from? She goes, I love flowers and I love me. And so I'm going to get myself flowers every week. I can't wait until if or when I get married to get flowers. She goes, I love flowers and I love me and they encourage me. So I'm going to get flowers every week. So if you've got your budget and you love flowers or you love your plant, get something to encourage yourself. Make that time with God special, okay? So get your flowers, or if you ain't got flowers, get some. Here's one I've made earlier. Get some fake flowers and then just put them in a vase. This is one of mine that I've got. So put it in a vase and you can put it out when it's your time, your date time with God. Make it special. Okay, so that's, here's one I've made earlier. And I hope that this gives you like some ideas. If you ain't got a budget to buy flowers all the time, don't have either. But you can get yourself some beautiful fake flowers you can put into a vase. And this is, and they just make it. Do you know what I'm saying? This is even like some old olive oil, not olive oil, what olive jar that I got from the shop. I rinsed it out, put some purple ting around it, got these beads from the pound shop, and then put the flowers in. So this comes out for my date night or date time with God, okay? So there you go. Your sisters give you some gems, and then make yourself a tea or a drink that is nice for you. So in the day, I love drinking like cucumber, chia seeds and mint. So I have this and I have like a tea, like a green tea with some acai or whatever in it. You know what I'm saying? So have that special drink that's your time with God. So you can kind of put it all together. So you've got your nice drink, you've got your tea, you might have your breakfast, whatever it is you're doing. Make it special, yeah? And as I said, rewrite the scriptures for your heart. I had out Psalm 125 here. Rewrite the scriptures for your heart. And when you're reading it to yourself, when it said, like, even with this one, let me go for this one here. So Psalm 125, okay? It says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. You know what? Let me just write. Yeah, I like this one, yeah, but let me just run to Psalm 27. So Psalm 27, you know, you've got a scripture, like a bad boy scripture just for you. Psalm 27 is my go-to one. I can say it off my head. I just love it. So what I do is I personalize stuff and make it just for me. So let me give you Psalm 27, give you 13 and 14, okay? One of my favorites. Anyone, birthday, Christmas, I will send them this scripture. It's my favorite. Psalm 27, yeah, 13 to 14. It says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of living. I'm going to wait for the Lord. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to take heart, and I am going to wait for the Lord. So in verse 14, it doesn't say I. David just says, wait for the Lord, be strong. But just to really get it into my mind, into my heart, because you've got to preach over yourself. Ain't nobody going to speak to you more often than who? You. So sometimes you've got to pick up, not sometimes, all the time, you've got to pick up your Bible, tell yourself, this is what God said. Tell your own mind, your body, your spirit, and your soul, this is what God has told me. This is how the day's going to go. This is how I'm going to respond in the situation. Even if it's not good, this is how I'm going to respond. You know what I'm saying? So you got to preach over yourself. You got to preach over yourself. You got to tell yourself these scriptures. You got to soak this stuff into your own soul, okay? So you got to tell yourself, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. That's what it says. And you've got to just speak the scripture, personalize it to yourself, okay? So that was the tip that I was giving there. Change the version as well. I know, like, some of you are like, die hard King James version. Okay, if it works for you, work it. If it's not moving your heart on that day, then change the version. Get the Bible app, change the version. There's so many versions you can read. So some days I'll usually read, my hard copy Bible is in NIV. Then when I'm doing my dates with God, I'll read it like an easy version. I might bust a little message or TPT version. It depends, because sometimes different scriptures are said in different ways depending on the version that you read, okay? It can move your heart. It depends on where your heart is at that day. So I'd encourage you, get the Bible app, change the version. If last week you've been doing it all in NIV, do a little TPT this week. Do a little easy version next week. Do a bit of message next week. Do something different. Would you like to go on a date? Yeah, listen. Would you like to go on a date every single day to the same place? You have the same food, the same witches, the same music, same. No, you'd be bored. You'd be like, this guy ain't checking for me. He ain't really doing much. He just does the same thing. There's no thought put into our date. So put some thought into your dates with God. Even just one little thing, change the pen, change the notebook, change your clothes, put a little makeup on, make it really nice. Don't just see it as like, it's my time with God in the morning. It's like it's your power hour. It's your time to get strengthened by the lover of your soul, your first love. Why not dress up for that? Why not look cute for that? Just be ready to absorb what God has got for you. It's a date. It's a date, make it special, okay? Change the version, what else was I saying? Okay, Chick's got some gems ahead. Get yourself a coloring book. I've said this time and time before. Get yourself adult coloring book, not just kids, adult coloring book on Amazon, right? Now, what I love about this, sometimes when I'm praying, if I pray outside, sometimes I can get a bit distracted, start praying for the car, the old lady, the bus, everything. So sometimes when I'm praying in the house, I might do a bit of coloring book just to kind of bring my mind into the zone. So I love these coloring books, okay? Show you one of my cute ones. So I love these coloring books, right? This one's lovely. I love these coloring books because each page got a different scripture on. So this one's bless me and enlarge my territory, 1 Chronicles 4:10. And you can take days to do this and just get your pencil and just, it really helps to just bring like a calmness and just like free up your mind, you know, and you just focus in. And while you're praying, you can just be coloring it. And it brings out that inner child spirit. Like, who don't want that inner child spirit, you know? It just brings that peace and that calm and that gentleness. For me, it works. So I'd encourage us, another tool and tip, get yourself an adult coloring book. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them in any bookstore anyway. And they really help just to bring they lower your blood pressure when you do coloring in. They give a peace and a calmness, can reduce all type of problems and worries in your mind. So get yourself a coloring book. It really helps. I had another one. One of my friends bought me this notebook. It's like a notebook, and then it's got bits of coloring in as well to do at the same time. So you have your notes on one side, and then one side's like coloring in. It's all mixed up. So you could do it like that. Get yourself a notebook with a coloring book in it. So it's like a double whammy, rather than having a, where's my notebook gone? Yeah, so rather than having a separate notebook and then having a separate coloring book, you might prefer to get a combination one like this one, where you've got a colouring book, God's Love and Joy. It's like a journal. It's a journal, and then it's got colouring in book parts as well. Do what works for you, yeah. But the whole point is, yeah, make your times with God special. Make it a great day. Make it, like, memorable. You want to leave there. You want to leave there like a changed woman. Like, you know, you've done something amazing. You just started the day, you know. So I just really want to encourage you there. Make your times with God special, whatever special means to you. It could be like just having a new coffee or sitting in another location, going to a different coffee shop. Make them special. Do one little thing today, even from one of the ideas that I've got that I told you. Take one of them, do it, see how it feels. You don't want the same repeat mundane routine thing, because you'd just be bored. You'd get bored of that if it was your boyfriend, didn't it? Just same place. Man, take me chip shop every week. All do is bust. Do you know what I'm saying? You would just be bored of that. And you just slowly but surely drift, just like, I'm not really into this. I want to go to where the excitement is. The grass is greener. So that's what I'm saying. You got to bring the zhum, the romance to it. And you got to keep it. It's like any relationship, you know, you got to build it. You got to grow on it. You got to work at it. Even with God, you got to build it, grow on it, work at it. It's a daily, daily thing. So that's what I'm encouraging you, yeah? That is all I wanted to share. So make your times of God's great special. Rewrite the scriptures. Pray it out back over to yourself. Okay, so let me know how that goes. And I look forward to hearing how you're just getting closer and closer to God like never before. All right, I am going to see you in the next episode, my love. Thank you so much for listening to Lydia's Ladies podcast. I hope you learned so much from this episode and you're able to strengthen your walk with God like never before, yeah? I'm so grateful for you listening and just following along for your support every single week. I'm so grateful. Now, if you love the podcast and you want to learn a little bit more, you need a little bit more on how to strengthen your walk with God, I hear you, my love. I want you to go onto my website, right? lydiasladies.com, because I have an audiobook on there, which is all affirmations based on faith and scriptures in the Bible, not no woo-woo girl, all scriptures and affirmations on the Bible. So things like, I am strong, I am confident, you know, so if you need that in your life, it's just an audiobook to help you have that reminder of how great a woman you are, to remind you that you are the Deborah, Proverbs 31, the Esther in the life that God has given you, okay? So if you want to delve deep and you want an audiobook to remind you how good and great you are and you love a bit of affirmations, and even better because they're based on the Bible, then my dear, go ahead onto the website www.lydiasladies.com. Go on there and check out the affirmations audiobook. You can listen to a sample. You can try before you buy, okay? So go on there, have a little look, and see how the affirmations audiobook is going to help you grow closer to God like never before.